Last week, we learned a two-step strategy to withstand the storms of life. Today, I'm going to share how and why that simple strategy works. The reason will be easier to remember when you believe and speak this declaration: I choose to anchor my life in Jesus. Rock climbers drive anchors into the rock to ensure they will be kept safe from falling. In the same way, when we anchor our lives in the rock that is Jesus, we will be held securely. Join me as we look at the Bible reference that inspired today's declaration, and we'll discuss why following Jesus is a daily practice, how to build your life on Jesus, and what will overflow as a result. Now, whether you're new to the teachings of Jesus or you've studied the Bible for years, I believe God has a good reason for prompting you to listen to me today, and I am so honored to share this message of encouragement with you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm really glad you're here. Each week, I read just a few Bible verses, and then I give you a declaration drawn from those verses. Now, I always ask you to say the Bible-based declarations out loud with me to empower your tongue with truth. Most weeks, the declarations are affirmations that help you believe and speak truth about your identity or about God's character, who He is. But this week, I'm asking you to repeat a declaration of intent based on the instructions found in Colossians 2, 6, and 7, which I'm going to read for you right now from the New Living Translation. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him, and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. As an author, I try to avoid mixed metaphors, but Paul had no problem encouraging the Colossians to be like trees with deep roots and like houses built on a solid foundation. So I took the liberty of adding another metaphor. I'm adding a rock climber to the deeply rooted trees and the well-built lives. Last week, we compared the wise man who built his house on the rock to a foolish man who built on sand. Today, instead of considering how those two houses withstood the pounding wind and rain, I want you to picture a perfectly confident rock climber hanging from the sheer face of a cliff with an absolute assurance of being kept from falling. Got the picture? Now, apply it to this declaration. I choose to anchor my life on Jesus. God is able to hold you securely. Amen? If you agree, then make this declaration of intent with me now. I choose to anchor my life on Jesus. I thought of adding another word to that declaration, but I didn't want to make it too long. The word is daily. I choose to daily anchor my life on Jesus. Following Jesus is a daily practice. Now, that doesn't mean you've got to devote hours on end, morning, noon, and night, and set them all aside. No, just a few minutes every day will strengthen your faith and give you more confidence when you're in a tight situation. Colossians 2:6 says, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Now, this verse, I don't think, says you must in a do it or else kind of way. The author of this verse understood that Jesus doesn't merely save us from hell when we die. He saves us from hell on earth. Salvation doesn't mean life won't be painful or hard. We absolutely will have to withstand storms in this life, but we're not going to endure them alone. And the closer we are to Jesus, the better protected we're going to be. I once heard someone say, I want to follow so closely after Jesus that if he stops for any reason, I'm going to bump into him. Following Jesus is a daily practice. How do we do that? Well, obviously, Jesus isn't here on earth to be followed around like Peter did when he left his fishing nets behind to accompany Jesus everywhere he went. Instead, we practice through Bible reading and prayer. Just like you practice an instrument or a sport by learning how to play it correctly and then spending time to perfect the skill, we practice following Jesus through time spent meditating on his word and communing with him in prayer. I read a tragic story in the news recently about some rock climbers who put their faith in an anchor that someone else had placed. That anchor gave way and the climbers fell hundreds of feet. I'm reminded of a saying that I heard many years ago, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Now, while that saying is true, it leaves out an important component that's illustrated by the weak anchor that those rock climbers trusted before their fall. If you don't anchor yourself in the truth, you run the risk of falling for lies. The two-step strategy for withstanding the storms of life that I shared the last time we were together works because when we hear the word and put it into practice, those were the two steps. Hear the words of Jesus and put the words of Jesus into practice. When we commit to taking those two steps, our roots grow down. Deep roots support the life of a tree like a well-placed anchor supports the life of a rock climber. As for me, I choose to anchor my life on Jesus. He is faithful and worthy of our complete trust. He's also worthy of our time. I encourage you to put into practice the discipline of following Jesus and practice through Bible reading and prayer. Now, before I share the overflow that results from making a daily practice of following Jesus, I'd like to point you to my Bible teaching video series that gives you a tried and true formula for Bible reading and prayer. I'm going to share the link to the first video in the series, which invites you to grab a copy of my book, Longing to Belong, as an additional resource to walk through that in-depth study of Psalm 139. The 10-part series will help you practice following Jesus. Also, if this message has benefited you, would you please tap or click the like button and be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications. Thank you so much. All right, let's talk about what the Bible says will overflow as a result of putting into practice what you've learned from Jesus. Daily practice results in thankfulness. There are so many studies that prove the physical and mental health benefits of gratitude. When Paul wrote to the Colossians, he didn't know about any of those studies, but he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write that as a result of following Jesus closely, your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Now, I know it's hard to be thankful in difficult circumstances. We don't gravitate toward gratitude when we're weathering a storm. But you know what? There is a difference between being thankful in our circumstances and being thankful for our circumstances. The Bible teaches in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that we're to give thanks in all circumstances. I do understand how hard it is to be thankful when you can't think of anything to be thankful for. But consider this, saying, I thank God for holding me through this storm is much easier than saying, I thank God for this storm. I learned a powerful truth that sustained me through the worst storm of my life when my son died, and it's this. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have and be thankful. When we make a daily practice of meeting with Jesus through Bible reading and prayer, we are choosing to focus on God rather than on our circumstances. There is power in today's declaration. Will you say it with me again right now? I choose to anchor my life on Jesus. Now, as I think of that perfectly confident rock climber hanging from the side of a cliff, I'm reminded of Psalm 55:22. Give your burdens to the Lord, and He will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Other translations say that He will never let the righteous be shaken. Now, that doesn't mean that storms won't come. The Bible makes it clear they will. However, it does mean that we have a loving God watching out for us, taking care of us. Following Jesus through the daily practice of Bible reading and prayer will not only cause your faith to grow strong, but also your daily practice results in thankfulness. If you're finding it hard to be thankful in your current circumstances, I urge you, anchor your life on Jesus. Don't focus on those icky circumstances. Focus on our awesome God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you give us a reason to praise and thank you. You are so worthy of our praise. You are good and you are kind and you are loving. And you give us the fruit of the Spirit as your children. You give us the peace that we need to hold us through trying situations. Peace that surpasses understanding, it says in Scripture, because the world doesn't understand that you hold us securely. So, Father, help us to trust you. God, I pray that just as we accepted you as our Lord and Savior, that we would also continue to follow you, to obey you, to listen to you, to do even the hard things, which includes giving thanks in all circumstances, because you are worthy and you know that a heart filled with gratitude can't be bitter or fearful. And so, Father, help us to have a heart like that. Fill us even now with praise because you are worthy. And we thank you. We thank you for all you've done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me today and ask that, would you please click or tap the like button? Also, subscribe if you haven't already and turn on notifications. Your engagement through leaving comments is so encouraging to me, and I'm loving a comment that I received from a woman who picked up a copy of my book and is going through my Bible study on Psalm 139. If you want to access the first video to the playlist, then click the thumbnail that you're going to see on the right and consider sharing that link and asking a friend to join you. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.